He said to me that he would stop the bombing, and I said, without any conditions, as I did to you the other day. And he said, no, they'd have to give me direct or indirect word or deed or act that they'd restore the DMZ. And I said, okay, now what would you do about shelling the cities and bringing in the government of Vietnam? Well, he said, you couldn't have discussions in good faith unless you talked to both the NLF and the government of Vietnam, too. And I said, well, that's all right. Is that what you mean by good faith? And he said, yes. And I said, well, how long do you think we could go if they were shelling the cities? Well, he said, I made clear that if they didn't negotiate in good faith, we'd go back. And I told him, all right, that I would get his speech. I haven't got it. They've got a copy here, but Walt has it, and he's analyzing. I haven't talked to Dean. I just talked to the vice president and placed a call. I had a meeting going on. We've got a damn longshoreman out tonight, and I had Asia Taft Hartley, and we had a mean mess on that, and I just got in time to hear him. I thought that, so I think we'll now, you know, I guess you're keeping up with these cables. We got a three-page cable from Abrams. Abrams thinks he and Bunker that the one thing that we've got to do is not let these folks out there fall out from under us and have another con deal or coup, and that we've got to keep saying to them that we're not going to make any agreement that they're not involved in, because we'll lose their million men that we're going to rely on if we try to ever phase out. So we
Let me say that I talked to some of the press today, Mr. President, and I told them that implied in all of this was obviously the fact that both the South Vietnamese would be in it, and that probably the other side, the Communists would want to bring the other side, but we couldn't make it for anybody.
That's exactly right. That's, well, your television appearances and your press conference have made it very clear, and I wish that we could get them out of talking about Vietnam. If they would tell the papers, if Nixon and Humphrey would tell the papers what you said on television, I saw you the other morning, I thought it was superb. I don't know why hell a fella can handle himself that way. It doesn't work for me, but I guess that he did that long enough. But anyway, I hope that he'd get away with it. You know now, I guess, that the foreign minister of Hanoi is in Moscow. He's there now. We think he's there now trying to decide this thing. We've got that from the most sensitive source you can imagine. I don't think the VP knows it or anybody else, but there's just three or four here. But he is there. We have made some steps that nobody knows about, not even the highest officials, that we're kind of hoping that Russia would help us and Hanoi would agree. What we'd like to do is show up some morning with the GVN and just the day before stop the bombing, and then have some indication they wouldn't walk out of the room. It'd be bad if they did. And have some indication they wouldn't take advantage of us there at the DMZ. Now, we're trying our best to get them on board with that. They have not said yes, and they have not said no. They've said, what are you requiring? What do you insist on? We said, we don't insist on any guarantee, any promise, any assurance. We want to know, though, what would happen if we did so-and-so. Would you walk out? They say, well, they have to talk to their country. When they get ready to talk to their country, well, we find them in Hanoi, I mean in Moscow. Now, I don't say that around any of those sources, but I will talk to you from time to time. Abrams says the most important thing of everything that we can do is not to let that government feel that we sell them out, because he's using them and using them effectively and going to use them more effectively every day. Gene Black's back today. Gene Black said he's been there three times. And he says that Huang and what they're doing to try to clean up the mess is having a hell of a good effect. He thinks that Tet did a good job on this crowd and scared them. And they're doing better than they've ever done. I don't know. I've heard so many reports, I can't tell. But we'll see, and I just hope that we can get away from... The best line that's been said in the campaign was your line, that Johnson would not run against Humphrey. Johnson got out of the race. He's just going to be president of January the 20th. Now, the whole question is, let's look at Nixon and let's look at Humphrey, and let's see which one of these we want. Let's don't get down any rabbit trails. You just keep that up.
Right, Mr. President. Well, I'd like to keep in touch with you.
You can any day. You call me any time you want to, any hour. And I'll give you any information that we have that I have.
Well, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.